Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be back with you today for another episode. And I hope that wherever you are, you're having a great day. Thank you so much for joining us and tuning in, whether you are joining us live or via archive. We have a really great show for you today. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is back to talk all things astrology and angels, and we're going to be talking about what's happening for all of us in this brand new energy cycle. And as always, Elizabeth has great information about what's happening in the stars, and I'm going to share some angel messages, so get comfy, get something to drink, and get ready for the inside scoop for the Leo cycle. For those of you who are brand new to our show, Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world and maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my honor to welcome her back to the show. And just a little secret from me to you, Elizabeth is a Leo, so please join me in wishing her a very happy birthday for our Leo Cycle show. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you. Oh, my goodness. It's my first birthday wish. Thank you so much. That's awesome. I'm already happy. I'm already happy.
Yay!
Like, put on the hat and cake. It involves cake. It's going to be good. Well, it is quite the Leo cycle, Christy. As you know, we are building towards the Great American Eclipse on August 21st, this massive astronomical event, but it also has huge significance astrologically. And so I think it's time for people, be they the other Leos who are going to have lots of planets cheering them on, the other fire signs, but for everyone listening, you know, get a copy of your chart and look at everything in it that is 20 degrees plus, and particularly everything you have around 28, 29 degrees, because those numbers are going to be very big during the next month as we build to this massive event. And, you know, Google that stuff, people, because I have to tell you, a lot of our audience is, of course, in North America. And you guys, all the hotels are already sold out in the actual path of the eclipse, but I'm sure there's still spots you can get to. And I would recommend, I put some links in my brand new video, but if you're going to get information, go to NASA, you know, the National Aeronautic and Space Administration official site, because you would appreciate this, Christy. But I started to sort of, you know, pop on the YouTube thing to, you know, find a little about it. And unfortunately, there's a lot of doom and gloom, you know, it's going to be the end of the world again, like after 21 degrees, the world's ending again. So, and I guess the Pluto Uranus squares, it was going to end with those too, you know, so did I say yawn? Yes, I did. I'm sorry. But anyway, if you've had enough of the naysayers, the doom and gloom, and the people who want to sell you fear, and you just really want the, you know, the facts, from there, I mean, I definitely want to talk about the astrology with all these fire signs and positive, happy Leo energies. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. But for those of you who want the actual astronomy and also, of course, the viewing instructions and to see if you are close enough to drive to see this, you guys, it is going to be an eclipse that starts off the coast of Oregon and literally moves through the center of the country. If you can imagine a little diagonal line that's only about 70 miles wide, going all the way down to Charleston, South Carolina. So it goes literally from sea to shining sea, and there's, like I said, a 70 mile wide swath that you will the eclipse in its totality. And what that means is in the middle of the day, so some of it starts on the west coast about 10 in the morning, and then of course it moves through midday and it's going through all the time zones, so it's midday, it will turn absolutely dark, which I've never experienced. Have you, Christy?
No, I've never experienced it.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, so that's, I mean, you guys in NASA will actually have a live stream. So, you know, if you are somewhere where you can't get to actually see it, you will be able to watch it online. And that is awesome. But I think a lot of people are also going to be able to at least see a part of it if you're not in that immediate swath. But really powerful event from everybody I've ever, you know, watched interviews with who's seen one, and a few people that I know have been to them. They just say it's such a powerful cosmic experience. And I've seen the other ones, the lunar eclipses, where it's the moon that gets covered with the sun and the moon turns that, you know, blood red color. And, you know, that's absolutely super inspiring. I got to watch the last one with a telescope, but the daytime one where the moon passes in front and we have this coming through America is just huge. So you guys start doing your Googling now and making your arrangements, because it's, you know, it's going to be, you're going to see in the next month, it's going to be a big thing in the news. So, and it definitely has astrological thing aspects. So I want to talk to everybody about those. They're part of the Leo cycle, but I just wanted to give that heads up first and all that. So you ready to hear a little bit about the Leo cycle, Christy?
Oh, yeah. I'm so ready. I love this time of year.
I know. This is really fun. I hope everybody's summer is, I hope you guys, I've been traveling already, and it has just been so great to see people out having fun at parks and parades and just families getting together, appreciating the country and our historic and national sites, and just, you know, just good old wholesome fun. So I hope whatever you are doing, you're taking a little time off and traveling. And Leo, where the sun moves into on Saturday and where there is a new moon on Sunday, is the sign that holds the energy of the summer here in the northern hemisphere. It is fixed fire, so we get all that heat to really put us in the mood. And this year, the sun will be joined by Mars, passionate, willful, action-oriented Mars, and the North Node. And we've been talking about the North Node on your show for a while. I said this could be significant when it changes and gets out of all that mutable energy. And so this is, you know, it's going to be so full of vitality, energy, and Saturn is in Sagittarius, as you guys who follow this stuff know. And of course, Uranus is in Aries. And Sagittarius and Aries are the fellow fire signs. So this is like grand fire trining, you know, in a general sense. And there are, of course, dates where a lot of those meet up in perfect trines. So that's going to be really nice. And I have a list of those. I don't think I'll go into them on here. Check out the video, because I did a million postcards this time. So because there's so much information. It's so funny how Cancer, we're in that, like, you know, let's relax, and it's an inward polarity, but we get to the fire and it's like, oh my God, there's all this stuff going on. So, but it's, you think of Uranus and how powerful and game changing and like what a force that is in Aries. And then making these connections with Leo, with Mars, spurring that on, and with the sun. And interestingly enough, we have two moons in this cycle to keep that straight. So we have the new moon in Leo, of course, because when you have the sun in a sign, always know the new moon will always be in that sign and the full moon will be in the opposite. Good, you know, rule of thumb. And so what's special about this is not only do we get two, so the first one will be on Sunday, and for all you guys wanting to set your intentions and do your clearing and that kind of thing, Sunday is a wonderful day to do that. And then the next one is the big one. That is the eclipse on the 21st of August, 2017. So the first Leo new moon is going to be at 0 degrees and I believe 44 minutes. I'll try to look through my notes while I'm talking to you. But the big one that's part of that eclipse is actually going to be at 28 degrees and 53 minutes of Leo. Oh, my goodness. That is powerful. And it's, again, it's like that strong aspect. That's why I was saying get out your charts. Start looking for what in your chart is at 28, 29 degrees, because those numbers are going to come up with the Leo aspect. Also, right at the beginning of this cycle, and you heard it here first, we do have a Mercury retrograde coming, but even that has a tie to this 28-degree Leo thing. So on Saturday, the 22nd, the sun moves into Leo. On Sunday, we have a new moon. Now, on Monday, Mercury hits 28 degrees of Leo in 25 minutes, and that's going to be significant. It does not go retrograde until the 12th of August. It will be, you know, it's moving forward right now, so it'll go Leo into Virgo and get up to 11 degrees. Well, when it goes backwards, starting on the 12th of August, it goes all the way back to, guess what, 28 degrees, 25 minutes of Leo. And that's on September 5th. So we're going to, like that, you know, just you notice these things when you do astrology and look at charts and go, that keeps coming up. And, of course, the 5th of September is when it turns direct, because when it gets back to, you know, the original shadow crossing point, that's what that's all about. So it will go direct on September 5th, and it will move past 11 degrees of Virgo on the 19th of September. So as we start this cycle, we start, you know, almost a two-month-long Mercury retrograde shadow period. You know, obviously the retrograde itself is just from August 12th to 5th. But the reason I'm pointing this out, not only are we having that correspondence with the eclipse, with the whole 28 degrees of Leo thing, but also have this Mercury moving into its home sign the next day, the 25th. You know, it has two homes, Gemini and Virgo. And, you know, it's actually comfortable there, and this isn't a bad thing, although with all the fire going push, 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 go, 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 I definitely think this is the Mercury is saying slow down. Their top guys cross the T's. Haste makes waste. I can't even tell you how many times I think I'm on the third upload of the video because I'm through it. And there was, of course, a technical glitch, which, I mean, I just find hilarious because I'm like, of course, I'm talking about Mercury. And it's still in there. And I just, all I could do is just laugh. But so, you know, Mercury is coming home. It gives us this chance to review. And it's going to be in this review mode during the eclipse. And when you think about all that energy that's always coming from the sun being blocked out, sort of turned off. Talk about the cosmic unplug for a couple minutes. And then it plugs back in. So that's another type of reset, you know, that's happening during the cycle. And those two are coinciding. So, you know, those are, you know, just some of the things I wanted to point out offhand. But I know you've got lots of angel messages. So I just kind of... and we can cover other stuff, you know, if we have time.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for that, all that information we've had so far, and I just love that. I'm excited to share these messages, and I think they're going to really work nicely with your messages. So today we have angel messages from Archangel Raziel, whose name means secrets of God. And for those of you, again, who are new to working with angels, they're non-denominational, which means they support everyone and anyone who feels guided to work with them. Now, this angel's aura color is a complete rainbow band of light. So it's all of it together in a big band. So you can kind of think of the Roy G. Biv. You see when light is refracted through a prism, and that's the aura color for this angel. It's also the exact same rainbow color system that we have within us, which we refer to as our chakra system. And the stone associated with this angel is clear quartz, which also, again, holds that beautiful band of rainbow light. And he's also associated with the Leo cycle and the Leo energy. So this angel's energy is very wise. It's strong. It's super powerful. And I always feel like it's similar to a respected professor mixed in with a little bit of wizard energy. A lot of times, Raziel is compared to Merlin. But if you're a Harry Potter person, think more Dumbledore, like mischievous and fun, but also extremely intelligent and powerful, and definitely like you don't want to cross them. There's just like so much power and passion and all of these things, but also equally balanced with fun and whimsy and things like that. So Raziel supports us in understanding the lessons that we've learned so far and helps us to take the information that we've learned and then move forward in our lives. He supports us in healing and clearing away any old pain, trauma, or issues which may make us feel paralyzed or afraid of moving forward, and helps us to actually understand how to actually heal that fear and move forward. Raziel can help us to understand our past lives and clear away any old issues or challenges that we may be having in this life, including negativity in our relationships or life experiences or patterns that seem like they keep coming up for you. If those things are connected to a past life or past life lesson, you can work with him to clear those things away. This archangel also helps us to remember our personal power and helps us to feel strong, empowered, and comfortable with that power, so you can work with him to set and maintain healthy boundaries. Raziel also helps us to connect to that place of passion and potential that we have within ourselves and helps us to move full speed ahead. So we have a channeled message from him today, and he says, "Do not be afraid of the life experiences that you've had thus far, including the places and spaces throughout your timeline which feel painful, hard, or challenging for you. These are opportunities for personal growth and change. This life is all about gaining insight and then moving forward in the direction which is right for you and your path. Some of the most challenging issues come from pushing old pain aside and trying to step over it rather than dealing with it, or rather moving through it. The truth is, you can't really avoid the things that feel painful. They will keep showing up again and again. You can, however, take good care of yourself and reach out for support when you feel that things are not in alignment with your best self. This is not a judgment, but rather a support system for you, which will allow you to open new doors and to experience a deeper and more satisfying life. I work with a rainbow band of light, which can support you in clearing away anything that may be holding space within you. You work with a rainbow band of light as well and can clear away heaviness by engaging in healing and clearing work on a regular basis. Some of the ways that people can benefit from healing and clearing include laughter and fun. This is often brushed aside as something that isn't as valuable as other healing modalities, but the power of joy and laughter is real indeed. The other often overlooked way is getting underneath water, especially salt water. Swimming, diving, and playing underneath water allows the weight you're carrying around to be lifted and cleared, leaving you feeling more refreshed and like your true self. Water also carries within it the rainbow band of light. Spending time in sunlight also clears away the old or the things that are physically weighing you down. You see, the sunlight also carries within it the rainbow band of light. Spending time outdoors allows you to be replenished and sun-powered while also melting away the heaviness you may be carrying around with you. This is a perfect time to focus on yourself and your needs. This is the perfect time to ask yourself what is working in your life and what is ready to be cleared and washed away. You see, so often people forget to make themselves a priority and can begin to feel disconnected from their true self. This is not a healthy way for you to live and impacts all areas of your life. During this cycle of big, bold energies, take the time to really do some soul searching. Be honest with yourself about what you would like to experience in your life and what's no longer supporting you. Be courageous, brave, and strong in admitting your personal truth to yourself. You have so much strength within you, and this is the time to open up to that strength and to use it in support of your forward motion. Like the lion who ceases his passivity and roars, he reminds everyone of his power, boundary, and the level of respect he deserves and demands. So too is this true for you. Power does not equal aggression. It's important to step into your comfort with your power so you can clear away the old and enjoy stepping into the new. I'm happy to help you in this endeavor if you feel guided to work with me. We will work at your own pace so that you can understand and clear away that which is no longer serving you. We'll also work on bringing balance back into your life so you can begin to enjoy your life and all that's available to you. This is the right time for this important recalibration work. And that's what I have for the cycle.
Wow. Perfect. I mean, it's a little bit Leo. It's a little bit Virgo. You know what I mean? Like, redo,
yeah.
Reset. And be powerful and be in your heart. And to remind people, Leo rules the heart and the spine. So we with that courage thing of our back, you know, not being spineless, but yet I love what you said about being powerful. Power does not equal aggression, you know, and the way that you know that is you have a peace and a joy in your power, not meanness, you know. So it's definitely really good. And as you were saying that, you know, I thought of some other dates to you know, share with people. These are also in the video, and these may be, like, when you were talking about truth that sort of come up or tensions, when, you know, we get those, it's not a bad thing. We don't, you know, run from them. We say, what is the message here and what can I clear? So, you know, Raziel working with people is wonderful. And in fact, you know, there are a few clashes, you know, Jupiter and Venus things that I wanted to point out. So Venus is what, you know, our joy, what we love, but it's going to have two oppositions because it changes signs during the cycle. It moves from Gemini to Cancer, and when it goes in, when it's in Gemini, it goes opposite of Saturn. So, you know, that's talking about restrictions, Saturn, and, you know, they're both in these signs of ideas, you know, Gemini's thinking, Sagittarius is philosophical. And so that may come up and it may be mirrored in a relationship because, you know, Venus represents that. So a little work to do there. And then it's almost like the universe is saying, we'll get that on the 24th of July so that you don't have to worry about August 15th because Venus in Cancer goes opposite of Pluto. It's almost like, I strongly advise you to get that message early, you know, make the adjustment to the game plan on the 24th. Because you do not want to mess with Pluto. And I'm not trying to make people fearful, but it brings up the stuff, just like Christy was saying, the gunk, you know, the stuff that we shove down, it's uncomfortable, it's unpleasant. You know, so finding a form of dealing with it in a creative form, which is what Leo offers us, is, you know, write a play about the person, the situation, you know, make that person a character, you know, and work it out. And there's also going to be, because when Venus moves into the cardinal, I want to get this in here, there'll be obviously some cardinal flare-ups or dust-ups. It's going to square Jupiter on the 16th. So it's kind of that 15th, 16th of August, a little tough because of Venus. And then Jupiter, this is the one before it, Jupiter is going to square Pluto August 4th. So again, you know, so I think overall the cycle is very positive, a lot of fire, a lot of momentum, and of course, Mercury signaling to be careful because that's what Virgo does. But it is an opportunity where these, you know, unresolved things, toxic things come up to handle them differently. And I think from this place of leadership and working towards yes, you know, where, you know, which situations do you really just have to put aside and say that's just not never going to work out and then let it go? There's Pluto involved. And which ones, you know, can you, you know, negotiate and find a way to yes, so to speak. So, you know, those aspects are, you know, part of this as well. And then the only other little thing I want to point out is around the full moon, August 7th. So funny, after all these big full moons the last couple of months, this one's like, yeah, it's a partial eclipse, but because we'll be headed for the big eclipse, we'll be like, But it doesn't have any hard aspects, but what it does have is on either side of it. So that full moon is August 7th, so it's a full moon in Aquarius. And again, idealistic, where do our values and ideas, you know, come into form and what we're doing. But on either side of it, the 5th and the 9th, we have those queen conxes, one with Neptune and one with Pluto. So the sun, Neptune, sun, Pluto. And the queen conxes, as I've mentioned before, it means that planets are 150 degrees apart, so they are not even in the same modality, cardinal, fixed, or mutable. They're in different ones, and they're not even in the same element, the air, water, fire, earth. So to me, it's like when you were little and you would dive down and you'd talk underwater. Sometimes you got the gist of what your friend was saying. Sometimes, so what I'm advising around that full moon, whatever is coming up for you, and especially because it's within 3 days of that Pluto square to Jupiter, let things settle down, and again, maybe give it the overall time of this Virgo thing for the big decisions to just feel clear and all that. And I know we're running out of time, and the only thing that I want to say, you guys, as Christy was giving that message, I saw a sun tea container on these new moons. Put, like, Emoto's words, put a word with your intention and make some sun tea, because that's what Leo's ruled by the sun. We're doing solar power, and ask the angels to infuse the tea, you know, in your life as you drink it with that intention. That just came through. So.
Beautiful.
Not part of our regular scheduled broadcast.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for all of that incredible information. This is definitely going to be a huge cycle.
Yeah, I don't even know how we got into it. So, because I was like, if you were saying that, they're showing me sun tea on the porch going, please remind people to Google Emoto's photos if they're not aware of what that is. You know, like literally it changes the crystal structure of water, and you set an intention and set a positive, powerful one for, you know, whatever. And I just, your message with Raziel being part of that is huge, definitely.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. Thank you. And I can't believe we're already coming to the end of the show, but I want to make sure people know how they can connect with you for a private session. So how can folks find you?
Great. Thank you so much. You guys just come to ElizabethOracle.co. And everything is there, my phone number, that 1-800 number that I never remember what it is. Let you guys go to the website and find that. And because I never want to sound like a carnival barker. But you know, you can sign up for a free newsletter, and there will be a little special something, 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 little Leo gift for you guys in the new thing. So get on that mailing list and check out the new video. It's just full of information. And I'm just going to promote too. Christy has amazing services. You guys, her Atlantean healings and her other work, just, you know, she's a wonderful reader as well, but she does all these other modalities, very healing, which is part of what the sun does for us. So if anything's out of sort or things come up, definitely talk to Christy as well.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Yes, and any of you who feel guided to work with me, just come visit me on my site, ChristyMAyala.com, and you can kind of see all the different services that I offer, whether it's readings, energy work, or if you feel guided to have coaching. And thank you so much, as always, Elizabeth, for being here. It's such a pleasure. Just thank you for everything you do every month for all of us.
Oh, so much fun. And thank you guys for joining us and listening, and just wishing you all a really good cycle, powerful, positive stuff, and get Googling on that great American eclipse at the NASA site. So you don't
Absolutely.
Scare yourself.
And we'll see you soon. And we're wishing you a wonderful day and a wonderful cycle. Bye-bye.